ran up on the hill about 12 o'clock. Reached right back and got me a pole. Went to the hard one, got me a hook. Placed that line right on that hook. Said, you've been fishing all the time. I'm going to fish you too. I bet your life, your loving wife, catch more fish than you. Any fish bite, got good bait. Here's a little something I've let you lay. Any fish bite, got good bait. I'm going to fish it. Yes, I'm going to fish it. I'm going to fish it too.
This is the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Why Fish Radio. I am your host, Brad, and my co-host, Other Brad, is out on assignment this week and will be joining us again next week. So this week I'm going to be going solo, but that's okay because I'm going to share with you something that I recorded a few months ago with a good friend of Why Fish Radio, Jason Mitchell. Just a reminder that Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. The fishing season's open up in Lockport, and from what I'm reading, it's a heck of an opener just happened. So get your reservations to visit Stu and the boys up at Lockport at Cats on the Red. That's Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. Also, we're brought to you by Trophy Cat Adventures of Grand Forks and our good friend Ken Hollins, a river guiding service in the Red River of the North right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. But to move ahead with this week's show, this past winter at the Herald Sports Show here in Grand Forks, I had an opportunity to sit down with Devil's Lake fishing guide Jason Mitchell, owner of Mitchell's Guiding Service. And we talked about his feelings on fishing and what it means. And I was taken by some of the things he had to say, but most importantly, Jason and his crew at Mitchell's Guiding Service take one day out of their season where they don't entertain clients and they take the kids from the Devil's Lake area fishing. It turns out a lot of them never get the opportunity to go fishing. And this Sunday, May 22nd, is the annual fishing day at Woodland Resort, brought to you by Woodland, Mitchell's Guiding Service, Valley Fun Source, and a whole bunch of other great people that are putting time and money and prizes into this thing. So I wanted to share this week, since I'm solo, the interview that I had with Jason, so he can talk a little bit about his feelings on fishing and what it has to do with the Why Fish concept, and talk about his upcoming kids fishing thing. And I think you'll really enjoy the show, so hang on and enjoy the interview.
I'm joined right now by Devil's Lake guide and fishing professional Jason Mitchell. Something I want to put out for all the listeners here is I met Jason way back before I ever picked up a fishing rod, and as most of you regular listeners know the story, I didn't pick up a fishing rod till I was 22 years old. But here's a guy who's very professional in both guiding tournaments and just all around great guy. Went to college with him back before his guiding days and long before my fishing days. So we're going to take a little reminiscing and talk about what's going on in Devil's Lake and what's going on with Jason Mitchell. Jason, welcome to Why Fish.
Thank you, Brad. Like you said, we met a long time ago. We won't say how long ago so people don't know how old we are. but we went to college together, and I always dreamed of fishing for a living, and it's not like you can buy a book and how do I fish for a living. It's a pretty tough industry. It's a tough thing to get into, and I went to school like a lot of people did, and when I got done, I couldn't really quite find anything that I enjoyed as much as fishing, obviously, but luckily college gave me a lot of ideas, I guess, and a lot of the education has benefited me in the fishing industry as well. So I'm glad we went.
Jason, now I know you've been on Devil's Lake for quite a while, and you are known around the upper Midwest as the top guide in Devil's Lake, at least the busiest guide in Devil's Lake. Can you tell me how you achieved that status in Devil's Lake?
Well, what I always tell people is, truthfully, my worst day on the water is a lot worse than the worst guide's best day on the water. Okay, that puts it in perspective. I think the key is, you go out there every day, you work hard, use good equipment, keep it up, and work hard and work harder. And then hope for a little bit of luck, and then also it doesn't hurt to be humble either. You know, if you're humble and modest and soft-spoken, people will say good things about you, but if you run your mouth off, people aren't going to say good things about you.
That's an interesting point. It seems when you're talking to a lot of guys, especially fishing professional wannabe guys, the mouths are firing on all cylinders, and I do this, and I do that, and I did this. And I know I've read a lot of your work in magazines and different places, and you seem to take a different approach and be a little more humble about that. Do you find that adds to your success as a guide?
Oh, definitely. You know, people think that in this industry you're going to make a living catching fish. You know, like, I catch fish better than this guy, or I caught this fish or that fish. That don't mean anything. Basically, you're selling something. Either it's a sponsor's product, or you're selling yourself a day on the water. If you're a guide, you know, you're selling your expertise, your equipment. And who's going to buy something from somebody that is conceived as arrogant or condescending? I think you get a lot further, you know, trying to sell that, whatever you're trying to sell, if you do have that more of a modest, humble approach. And if you're going to make a living fishing, you're going to make a living, you're going to be selling something if you're going to pay the bills.
Now let's back up a second. We're talking about professionals and being humble and everything. And everybody I've interviewed thus far on Why Fish Radio has come from a fairly humble beginning. And I'm assuming that you're more of the same. Could you tell us how you got started in fishing? What's your first memory and what drew you to love it so much?
Well, I got started just fishing from shore, pretty simple, you know, a Zebco 202, bullheads, suckers, just, you know, catching a game fish was a pretty big deal. You know, we just didn't catch anything but rough fish. And so it was just going down and spending time and, just a fascination of water and fish. And, it was pretty simple, pretty innocent.
Talking about that, did you go out with your buddies and did you learn how to fish kind of trial and error by yourself, or did somebody in your family take you out for that first time that got you the interest to go out with your buddies?
Well, there's a lot of different influences in my life when I was young. My dad took me out when I was young, and I went out with friends a lot. And then there's also a guy that lived near, Bob Hagelin, and he was a really big tournament fisherman at that time in the area where I grew up, and a pretty good stick in that area. And he spent a lot of time taking kids out fishing, and he influenced me and a lot of other people, and a lot of us still fish today, and you know, it's been a lifelong love.
That brings me to my next point, that you had kind of a mentor to get kids hooked up. And I know out in Devil's Lake, every year you take a day out of your time, and I think some of your guides take a day out of their time as well to have a kids fishing day on the water. Can you tell us about that, and is it being successful so far?
Well, it's really been a lot. It's been exciting for us, and it's really grown. It started out where we just took a day off and on a Saturday, and hey, let's get all these kids from town and get them out fishing, get them out in boats, and show them a good time. And it's grown from there. Now we take anywhere from 50 to 70 kids, depending on the weather, and just basically take them out for a day, two to three kids in a boat. You know, our whole guide service is on hand, eight guides that volunteer their day and their equipment, and then we also get a lot of great volunteer help from town. So we get a lot of kids and a lot of people happy to take out kids, and it's a lot of fun. It's probably one of the most enjoyable days we have all year.
Is there any specific way a kid that's listening, or parents of a kid that's listening, is there a place they can get more information for the future on a kids fishing seminar with you guys?
You bet. We have our kids fishing day. It's an annual event. Usually we have it right around the end of May, the first Saturday after most of the schools quit for the year. And it's normally a 4-hour deal, and it's usually hosted at a woodland resort. And if we have to go somewhere else because of weather, we'll take a big bus and take the kids somewhere else. All the lunches are provided. We even give the kids tackle packs. We're getting more and more donations and sponsors, and it's just getting bigger and better every year. Call our office, area code 701-662-6560, and sign up, and just get your kid to the meeting place, and we'll be happy to take them out for a day and hopefully introduce them to something they enjoy their whole lives.
Jason, I know you deal with walleyes and northerns and perch on a day-by-day basis, but I also know that you get out and around, and you actually take your vacations on fishing trips. If you had to pick a fish that you get the most joy of, could you tell us a little bit about what it is? And I know you've told me this off the air before, that catching walleyes does get to be a little boring because you do it every day, but can you elaborate on why you love fishing, even on your vacations?
Well, there's so many fish and so little time, you know, not to sound spoiled or anything, you know, we catch plenty of walleyes in Devil's Lake, and yeah, I love catching walleyes. I mean, they're a great fish, but you know, you do it every day, and then, you know, what happens is when you get a day off or when you're on vacation, you don't really feel like catching walleyes. And so it is fun to catch different fish and see different things. And, like you and I, we went on a catfish trip, and that was a great time. Yeah, there's a lot of different kinds of fish I want to catch. There's, you know, I want to do a lot more saltwater fishing and a lot of different things I want to do still. And basically, my favorite fish to catch is, you know, the kind of fish I haven't caught yet. You know, I want to taste it all. So
that brings up the whole concept of the why fish is just enjoy it. It doesn't have to be any kind of fish in particular. I mean, we have musky guys, we have walleye guys, but the point of the whole concept of the why fish is it doesn't really matter as long as you have fun doing it. Jason, I really want to thank you for joining me here on Why Fish, and I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you for your guide services, for any speaking engagements or anything else, maybe even ask a question. Tell us about your guiding service and how we can get a hold of you.
Well, Brad, like you said, my name is Jason Mitchell. We run Mitchell's Guide Service on Devil's Lake. Our office number is area code 701-662-6560. My cell number is area code 701-351-1890. We also have a website which can be found at www.fishdevilslake.net. We are headquartered out of Woodland Resort and the Spirit Lake Casino and Resort, Lakeview Lodge, and the Great American Inn. And so if you have any, basically if you do any of the more popular fishing packages on Devil's Lake, you will get our service. And we run a staff of 8 guides. We're the largest guide service on the lake. We've been probably around longer than most of them and pretty well established. So
thanks a lot for joining me. We hope to have you back again someday. Until then, keep up the good work on Devil's Lake and keep in touch with us here at Why Fish.
Thank you.
Well, that was a great show, great interview. Always a pleasure to talk to Jason Mitchell. I always like to get together with him once every year or two and just go fishing. But I think if you can make it, if you're in the North Country, head out to Woodland Resort this Sunday, May 22nd. Call him at Woodland for more information. Be sure to join him for that. Well, Brad will be back with us next week. Again, Why Fish Radio is brought to you by Cats on the Red of Lockport, Manitoba. Check them out at catsonthered.net. Also, we're brought to you by Trophy Cat Adventures, a guiding service on the Red River of the North, right here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Check them out at trophycatadventures.com. So, as Brad would say, keep your hook in the water, keep your line tight, and most of all, keep it fun. Until next week, folks, I'm Brad.
You have been listening to the Why Fish Radio Podcast with your hosts, Brad and Brad. For more information, log on to our website at why-fish.com.